When I was a child, York had two shopping arcades in the centre of town, the Davygate Centre and Stonegate Walk. The Explore York Libraries and Archive website notes that the Davygate Centre was built on the site of C.J. Melrose & Co., wine and spirit importers. Their building dated from 1881, but the company had been going since 1743. Number 3 St. Sampson Square is still called Melrose House. Melrose Gate, off Heworth, was named in honour of James Melrose of the same company. Their speciality was whisky blending. They also ran several York public houses, including the White Horse, Bootham, and a malt kiln in Wormgate. The Davygate Centre linked New Street, Davygate, and Coney Street via British Home Stores. At the New Street end was the Green Shield Stamps Gift House. Some retailers gave out these stamps when you bought goods. You saved them in stamp saver books and either took them to a Green Shield stamp shop to redeem, or if you lived outside the Greater London area and more than 10 miles from a gift house, then you could send the stamps to Daventry for redemption. My parents got me my first watch, a Timex, at the Davygate Centre Green Shield stamp premises. The Davygate end to the centre was the home of a Wimpy burger bar and a travel agency. As you left British Home Stores, you passed Gillies Fabrics and the Camping and Outdoor Centre. Other shops and businesses included Record Mania, Mitchell's Wool Shop, Relax Menswear, Speedy Snaps, Calypso Models, Pat Caulfield's Hairdressers, and an early computer shop. Stonegate Walk was on the site of City Garage. When my mum and dad got married in 1964, they had their reception at the Assembly Rooms on Blake Street. Mum's dad Jim arranged for wedding guests with cars to park at the City Garage opposite. The material for my dad's wedding suit was woven at Garrett's Mill at Appley Bridge, where his uncle worked, but it was made into a suit in York, dad thinks down Stonegate. In the 1980s, businesses in Stonegate Walk included Penny Farthing, which sold clothes, James Stewart, Ward's Flowers, Inglis Jewellers, a wedding shop and a cafe. It was accessed via Blake Street or Pinder's Court and Hornby's Passage on Stonegate. On the Blake Street end was a shop called Newton's Stonecraft. Mark Jones, in his Snickleways book, uses these arcades and associated shops as shop snickets, ways of getting from one street to another when the shops were open.